God's grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, as with all of his parables, Jesus told a parable of the sower at a specific time and with a specific purpose in mind. On this occasion, this records that a great multitude of people had gathered together before Jesus in all the surrounding towns and villages. At a later time in his ministry, when he was less popular with the people, Jesus might have been overjoyed to see such a great throng of people gathered before him, so many prospects for the kingdom. But on this occasion, he wasn't, because he realized all too well why they had come out that day to see him. They wanted to see this miracle worker from Galilee in action. They wanted to find out for themselves whether or not the message that he proclaimed and the miracles that he performed were indeed as great as others had told them. They had not come to hear a message which would have an effect on their lives and which would change them forever. Recognizing this fact, Jesus proceeded to tell them the parable of the sower. By doing so, he hopes to impress upon them the importance of not only hearing his message, but also allowing it to take root in one's life. That was a message that the crowd certainly needed to hear. But that wasn't the only message that Jesus was communicating on that day. Because you see, there was a select group of men standing nearby for whom the parable of the sower had another very important message. That group of men was his disciples. As Jesus' disciples stood nearby and heard their master tell the parable of the sower, they probably thought that he was only referring to his own work of sowing the seed, his own work of proclaiming that the kingdom of God was at hand. In truth, Jesus was also telling them about the work that they were about to begin, their work of proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Up to this point in their relationship with Jesus, the disciples had been primarily passive learners. Jesus spoke, they listened. Jesus walked, they followed. But the time was fast approaching when they would no longer be passive learners. They would be active proclaimers. They would be going out, two by two, to proclaim the good news of why Jesus had come into this world. The good news that in Jesus Christ, God is reconciling the world to himself. In telling the parable of the sower, Jesus was, in one sense, giving his disciples a sneak preview of what they would be experiencing as they went out. First of all, Jesus was telling them that their sowing of the seed would not always be 100% successful. There would be times when they would not be well received. There would be times when their message would fall on deaf ears. At other times, people would hear their message and rejoice in the good news, only to have that message slip away from them and lose faith. By telling his disciples these things, Jesus wasn't trying to discourage them or have them lose all hope, but rather he was trying to give them a slice of reality, to give them a good idea of what they might expect. That there would be some disappointment, and yet there would also be some tremendous joy. Although their sowing would not be 100% successful, neither would it end in total failure. Rather, the seed would fall on some good soil, and would produce a crop 100 times more than was sown. The word of the Lord which they would proclaim would not return empty, but rather it would accomplish the purpose for which they sowed it. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, many would hear their message and believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, receiving the forgiveness of their sins. In telling the parable of the sower, Jesus is also communicating a very important message to us. Because like his disciples, you and I have also been chosen to be sowers of his seed, to be proclaimers of the wonderful news of the gospel, the wonderful news that through the blood of Jesus Christ shed on Calvary's cross, God was indeed reconciling the world to himself. the precious seed of the good news that by the grace of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of sins and life with God forever. It is our privilege to bring that saving seed to a world of lost and condemned people. Since we are stories of that seed, Jesus' words in the parable of the sower have a very important message for us. But that message really isn't any different from the one which he gave to his disciples. First of all, as we sow the seed, we will not always be 100% successful. We will not always produce and yield a crop. We know all too well from our own experience that there are times when people really don't want to hear what we have to say about the kingdom. If we want to talk about the World Series, if we want to talk about auto mechanics, or if we want to talk about the stock market, they're all ears. But as soon as we start to tell them about our faith in Jesus Christ, they kind of tune us out. There are other times when we think that the seed that we sow has fallen on good soil, only to find out that the person later on has kind of given up the faith and gone after others in other directions. There are times when we realize all too painfully that the good news of Jesus Christ, the only really good news that there is in this world, lends a poor second to the materialism of the world. And yet, as depressing and as disheartening as those realities sometimes are, there's also the comforting and joy-filling message that the parable of the sower has to give us. The message that although some may not hear the word, it will still produce a great crop. That the word of the Lord which we sow will not return empty, but that it will produce in the lives of many. That it will fall on good soil, and that many will come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Of course, that success that we will experience is not due to anything that we are, or anything that we do, but rather because the seed that we sow is no ordinary seed. It is God's seed. It is His because in His mercy He revealed it to us, and it is His because it displays the mercy and love of our God, the love that He has for this world, and because it proclaims what that love resulted in, namely the sending of His only Son to die for us. The seed which we sow is a powerful seed because the Holy Spirit works through that seed to produce and nourish saving faith in the lives of many. It is truly a wonderful opportunity and a privilege that we have to be sowers of that seed. As Dr. Westcott said in his conversation, this is the most exciting time in the history of the world to be a sower of that seed, because the Holy Spirit is really using that seed to bring people to Jesus Christ. Therefore, as we continue to prepare and to learn more about the Word, let us with joy approach that task that the Lord has given us, trusting in His Word, the promise that it will produce. May the Lord continue to work in us so that we may be faithful stewards of that seed. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, we'll keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.